is the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome back. We've got another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers anywhere across this great United States. My name is Kellen Vaughn, founder and coach, or excuse me, one of the founders and coaches here at Next Level. And man, joined today by my co-pilot, my right seat, my co-founder, co-coach, co-borrower, co-friend, Kenneth KT Travis. Kenneth, welcome.
What's up, my man? Always good to be here on a podcast with you.
You know, absolutely. Thank you. Likewise. And I feel like it's been a little while since you and I have co-hosted one of these together for, you know, whatever reason. But
well, it's because they're trying to spread the talent through the podcast, because when you put us together, it's kind of like the best comes together. It's
overwhelming talent in a lot of ways. So I understand that. But good to have you back, and good to see you. You know, we're in part of a series here, Kenneth, where we're talking about our core ATMs. And so if you've been listening to this, this recording is part of a 6-part series. And we're going through our 5-4-3-2-1 strategy. And so if you're coming into the middle of this or you haven't heard all of them, then go check those out. This is one of the episodes in that series. So watch them all, listen to them all. And I think it'll change your business. You know, Ken, we've been doing this for a long time. We've coached a lot of loan officers. We've been a part of helping a lot of loan officers find success. And I think there are some universal truths as far as what equates to success. And you'll have a lot of loan officers that try to go, you know, chase the shiny object, find the magic pill, do anything they can to try to find success. And man, the reality is that a lot of times it just boils down to some really simple actions. And probably more importantly than that, being consistent with those actions.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I was going to start with, is consistency. It's nothing sexy about, you know, what we're encouraging loan officers to do. It's doing these things consistently over time is what's going to produce a great result.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So just as a recap, for those of you jumping in, the 5-4-3-2-1 daily strategy, real quick, we're talking about 5 social interactions. So these are online comments, shares, things of that nature. 4 network interactions, SMS, Messenger, conversations, videos, things like that. So we're going to be talking about today. 3 conversations with people who are maybe past clients, past referral partners, you know, people that you potentially could get business with, just engaging. 2 social posts, one of those is a video, and 1 face-to-face conversation. You know, if you were doing those things on a consistent basis, you'd have no reason but to have an improved business. And those are pretty simple. In fact, I bet most loan officers, if they came in the morning and at 9 a.m. knocked out the 5-4-3-2-1 strategy and then went home for the day, they would probably find more success in that 1 hour of work every day than they currently do doing whatever it is that they're doing right now. Just going out on a limb there. So put me to the test on that, audience. Yeah. Listen to it, check it out. Let me know what you think.
Well, let's dive in, man.
So we're talking today about 4 network interactions, Ken. This is the 4 of the 5-4-3-2-1. And the idea here is, again, what we want to do is we're trying to hit people in multiple platforms where they are. So this one is specifically network. So it's SMS. So it's sending a text. And it could be a SMS, could be a video, hitting them on Facebook Messenger, anything like that, where you're reaching out and connecting somebody on a network digital interface, right? So not a phone call, not a face-to-face, but a network. And I'll tell you, man, I'll just kind of kick this conversation off. I know you had some comments that we were talking about offline, but I want to start with Messenger, Facebook Messenger, because I believe this is a highly underutilized tool that I've actually found great success with in recent months. So I would say that over the last 4 or 5 months, and I know you're a big Facebook Messenger guy, But I would say, and so I'm speaking for those from the audience who maybe aren't big Facebook Messenger people or have used it sparingly. I will tell you that I have had more meaningful conversations on Facebook Messenger with realtor referral partners that I don't currently operate with than I probably have under any other type of communication, including emails, phone calls, and text messages. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, people feel obligated or more inclined to respond and engage on a Facebook Messenger conversation. And so I am interacting. If you've listened to us at all, right, as we talk about strategies, we always talk about what, Ken? Taking the online.
Offline.
Right. And so people always ask us, well, how do I do that? How do I do that? Well, I'm engaging with people on Facebook who I want to do business with, and then using Messenger to take it offline to have a more meaningful conversation. And I will tell you that I actually has had great success with me. So if you're somebody like me who maybe hasn't traditionally been using this, I would say now's a great time to jump in and start leveraging Facebook Messenger to have some of these conversations, even if it's the first conversation, the icebreaker conversation. Because I don't know if it's less threatening than a text or, it's just not as intrusive. But
it's definitely more approach. It's easy. It's more easy to approach.
Correct. And I would throw the Instagram DM into the same category as kind of this Facebook Messenger, because that's been one too, where again, I'm engaging with somebody's Instagram content and then dropping them a DM that's like, hey, great content, would love to connect, that kind of a thing. But you've been using this for a while, Ken, is that right? On the Messenger piece?
Yeah, you jump at the Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I use it a little differently in prospecting new relationships, especially if they're real estate agents. I think inside this conversation, we're talking about networking or network interactions. We had discussed just traditional SMS, right? Like text mm-hmm. messaging. And so, yes, I do use the Facebook Messenger for more of the prospecting stuff. And then I use SMS messaging, which is like a traditional text that we would use from our cell phone, or a texting number that you can buy and have to, integrate into your system. And I'm a little higher. I guess I'm a little further down the river than a lot of people. And there are a lot of originators out there, Kellen, that use it, the SMS feature, maybe like I do. But for me, the thing about having a cell phone and communicating with real estate agents is they're not great at answering the phone. Have you ever noticed that? It's like you can pick up the phone and I can call 10 realtors right now and two of them may answer the phone.
Right. 100%. Right?
Mm-hmm. But they want us to answer our phone every time it rings on the first ring. Right. And so yep. I always find that comical. But anyhow, same with email. I've noticed that they're very slow at checking emails, some of them, right? However, text message, everyone has a cell phone and it's so much easier to text than have a conversation, right? Now, don't get me wrong. There's a time to pick up the phone and call someone, depending on your circumstances. But if you're just communicating data, I like the SMS feature. I use it inside my CRM. Mm-hmm. And the way I use it is anytime I'm texting, a realtor, a client, a listing agent, a title company, anyone, right? It keeps it in my system under that contact. And I like to be able to organize once you're done prospecting and you actually have transactions and you're working inside of a deal, I like to keep all those text messages tracked under that borrower's contact page. So, everyone on my team can look at it and they know what conversations we have all had. Right. And so that's a very good part, but it's not just like, oh, that's really cool. I never really thought about that. It's an easier way to get your information out to to your realtors. Cause at the end of the day, they do want a convenient update, right? Yep. And email and a phone call isn't always convenient for them. So a text message, and in a lot of cases, Kellen, I do all three, you'll leave a message, email them, and then send them the text.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think, we get a question a lot around here about CRMs and things like that. And I would say, and one of the first things we always say is one of the best features of a CRM that's a must have is that ability to have these network interactions. So whether it's texting A lot of them will do Facebook Messenger inside of their platform. Yeah. And so that's really important. And I think it's important not only from a communication standpoint as a let's call it transactional, right? Like during the transaction. Mm-hmm. But let's look at it from a prospecting standpoint as well too, right? Because that's probably in this 5-4-3-2-1 strategy. That's kind of where you're going to be going with this, is really reaching out and having four network interactions with people who, you know, maybe you're not doing a current deal with. Now, I would say, just as a caveat, for those that you are having a current deal with, a network interaction that would be good, that you could automate, that would be very beneficial, would be a conversation with the listing agent, right? So using this as an opportunity to reach out to the listing agent, hey, just checking in with you, how's our service, would love to connect, how can we better serve you, things like that. Those are always, that would be a really beneficial network interaction. And frankly, something you could automate fairly easily. But again, within your system too, KT, I'm assuming, and this is again the power of the CRM, is that I can sort the referral partners that I want to communicate with, right? And start engaging with them on that platform too. And again, tracking all of that so that it's not A, all in my phone where I'm trying to kind of scramble around for it. B, I can kind of keep everything in one place and see what's going on. And C, and this is kind of the thing people don't think about, is I'm assuming that the phone number that's in your CRM isn't your cell phone number. Is that correct?
It is not. No.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a great point. And that's an important piece of this whole thing, is that we often wonder, well, why, you know, I have these agents bothering me 24/7 on the weekends and everything else. And it's like, well, you opened that gate when you started texting them from your personal phone number to their personal phone number. So that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's the strategy you want to execute, then go for it. But then don't be surprised when they're texting you on your personal cell phone at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night. So I do think there's some value in having your system coming from a different number that people monitor, so that you can kind of put a little separation between the two.
And, you know, I always make sure that when I'm meeting with a lot of my really solid referral partners, I get their cell phone and I'll put, you know, the Kenneth Travis team update as the contact in their phone. And then when they're getting it, they know it's a, you know, or a Greenlight mortgage update. They know that it's an update from me and my team, you know, whether it's me personally or one of my team members.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kellen, you bring up a really good point, and it's like, you know, if I'm being as clear as I can be about it, I think that you use both, right?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, there's, and the reason I say that is because, like, there's groups and stuff that I'm a part of in my community. I'll give you an example. One of the groups is called All Things Longview, and we've got about 40,000 members in that group. And when people ask about a mortgage lender, I get tagged a lot, right? Or they ask about a realtor, realtors get tagged a lot. Well, inside of that conversation, a lot of times I'll start connecting with some of those realtors. And then once I get that, you know, I make a contact with a new realtor, then I put them in my CRM as a prospect. And then you can start getting very dialed in and strategic when you're communicating and texting them and messaging them that way as well. But it's really nice. Like, think about all the people that we've pulled credit for, and maybe you've pre-qualified them or maybe you haven't, but for some, whatever reason, they fell off the face of the earth, right? You can't get them. Maybe they're just not quite ready yet. Mm-hmm. How convenient is it if you could just send a mass, you know, SMS text message to, you know, 60 prospects,
right?
Checking in on them, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're bothering them. It's just like, hey man, Hadn't talked to you in a while, and, you know, here's, you know, just wanted to see how you were doing. Of course, you would script it out substantially better than that, and we have, but I think that's so important because it's a time management tool at that point. You know, then you're being able to reach out to a lot of people, same with referral partners, just to check in on them.
Yep. That's a great point. And I would say too, like, you know, in that same vein, the scripting on that, right? This is a little side nugget that we won't really necessarily touch on today, but like the scripting on that 60 person text, I'll just give you guys a little hint. If you're going to run off and do that, keeping it simple. It's a one liner. Like, this, my success has come from the one liner. Are you still looking to buy a home? Question mark. Period. That's it. Or question mark. That's it, right? Like, people, when they get that text, they can't help but to respond. It's bizarre. Like, they just, it's like a visceral feeling. If you give them a whole long paragraph, this is, you know, Ken over Trademark Mortgage or Greenlight Mortgage, and I just wanted to connect with you and see how things were going and blah, 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 blah.
It's going to feel like junk mail.
It's going to feel like junk mail. And they're, it's like, it's not personal. And they know that. And so then they don't feel like they have, they have to respond, versus if you just leave it with a one-liner, they will always respond. So anyway, that's a sidebar. That's a whole different conversation. But the point is in this, and we can tie a bow on this four interactions, is that we want you as the LO, if you're going through this 5-4-3-2-1 strategy, to have at least four meaningful interactions via text, via Facebook Messenger, via video, whatever it is, texting a video is what I'm saying, to get engagement at some level. Again, we're looking for four a day, right? So that's the idea. If you're doing that every single day and you're having those interactions, there's no way that you're not going to drive some success just from creating those conversations. And that's the whole point of this thing, is to get you out of your comfort zone, get you out from behind the computer, and have some meaningful conversations with people who can drive business to your office, right? That's what we are looking to do. So in all of these things, I can hear people saying, well, four, what if I did six? And what if I only did three? And what if I do it in a mass text? And what if I do it in email? Like, it doesn't matter. You're going to figure out the way that works best for you. But I want you to commit to doing four, even if it's a text, even if you took all of your past closings and you said, every day I'm going to text four listing agents that I've done on past deals. In that right there in itself would be a very meaningful interaction that would probably yield you some pretty significant results.
Yeah. Love it.
And that's it, guys. That's it for number four of the 5-4-3-2-1. It's a pretty easy process. Ken, anything else to add to this?
No, I think we covered it, man. I think that was, I thought that was really good information. I did. I think that it's so simple, but you know, it's something that you've got to, I think it's important to implement in your business if you're going to have consistently, if you're going to want to grow your business and close more deals.
100%. It's easy. Just follow the strategy. 5-4-3-2-1. Join us for the next episode. We'll break down the next part of this series, and hopefully you guys find this super valuable. So appreciate it. Thank you all. We'll catch you on the next Level Loan Officers podcast. We'll see you.
See you guys.